Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yebo singumngani futhi ngeke kushintshe lokho sila ngazo zonke ikhathi 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Sithole ku Radio Pulpit app ungayidownloada ku your smartphone. Uya ku Play Store mufiya ku Play Store iya kuma apps and then bese uyala utype khona type Radio Pulpit app uzoyibona izovela download moqede kuyi downloader uyalivula page lelo and then uzobona nje kuyo top right, left kuyo top left it listen live ila uklika khona bese ke uthola the good news sijule ngezwi kanye nawe onga live stream ku www.radiopulpit.co.za ku DSTV audio bouquet 882 ku open view siku channel 607 ku radio yakho AM 657. Kwa manje ke sinomuntu omusha, Kinalishan, Shanti. Shanti, hello.
Hi.
How are you, Shanti?
I'm good, thank you.
I'm very well. Hey, hwato nyaka jeku, ne?
Yeah, hwato nyaka jeku.
I hope you're warm moling moting.
Yeah, I'm very, very, very home.
I'm very home. Guys, it's a good thing. I'm going to complain about the people who are not going to be able to do it. I'm going to be able to do it.
Okay, I greet you all in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, my name is Shanti Mabue. I come from your Kingdom Come International Church, which is at SNS. So today I'll be a motivational speaker.
Okay, so before Otobua, Shanti, how old are you?
Okay, so I'm 19 years old.
19 years.
Yes.
All right, okay. Yeah, kuluma ke nabuntanga.
So before I start, I'd like to give thanks, ne? So I'd like to give thanks to our God for making this day happen. Also, I would like to give thanks to your radio station for having us. It is by our greatest pleasure, and we really appreciate it. Like, thank you for having us today.
Thank you so much.
So my topic for the day will be embracing our identity in Christ, right? So mainly this topic focuses on youth, ne? Before I start with the topic, I would like first to break it down so that I can give you a definition on what it means, ne?
Yeah.
So embracing our identity in Christ, what is the meaning of embracing? You could have asked yourself, for like, what is embracing? For me, according to my understanding, it means to accept something willingly. So because today I'll be focusing mainly on spiritual journey, my definition would be like embracing it means to accept a belief, okay? So what is our identity? Identity means the unique character of a person which defines who that person is. So our identity is something that defines us. So today we'll be looking at our identity in Christ, yeah? So us as youth, as a youth man, right? So us as youth, when it comes to and then embracing your identity in Christ is about understanding our identity, our ways, which are rooted in a relationship with God, né? So this understanding, it brings freedom, confidence, and sense of belonging. Rather than the external factors as youth we look at. As youth, we have so many external factors that we look at. The external factors that we look at are social media, likes, and followers. Né? So as youth, we will worry more about our social media, our likes, do people love me? Do I have so many likes? Take a poster picture. Why that's the same look at me. But then we're forgetting our identity in Christ. We focus more on the things of the world. We focus more on the external factors, right? Also, we have, there are other external factors which we focus more on, like peer approval or popularity. We want to focus more on our friends liking us. Are we well known? Like, hey, get them out, trying to be. We focus more on the things that pleases people, but then we forget about us, and we also forget about what are we to God, right? So I have a verse, First John chapter 3, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
It highlights the amazing love God has for us. Right? So that chapter, it talks about how amazing God is, how amazing God's love is. So the reason why I'm talking about this verse is because I want us to put it in mind as it highlights the amazing love God has for us. I want us to put in mind that God loves us. No matter how many like a one, it's fine. God loves you. Never to work out who he is, it's fine. God loves you. You need to remember that God loves me. It doesn't matter how many one rata, mangan rat, right? So today my topic is all about that. I'll be getting more into our identity in God. So how do one redefine your identity? How do you redefine your identity? First, for you to know your identity in Christ. Now we're talking about Christ. For you to know your identity in Christ, you need to read the word. By reading the word, you learn. When you read the word more, you will learn more. So for you to find your identity in Christ, you need to read the word. You need to find out what does God say. As you read the word, you will learn. You will see yourself in a way that God sees us. You won't see yourself in a way that our peers see. And I guess everyone has a way that they see us, right?
Yeah.
But God also has a way that he sees us. So for us to identify our identity in God, we need to read the way so that we can learn. That's how we can find our identity.
Mm-hmm.
So by embracing our identity in Christ, we discover a sense of belonging, mm-hmm. we discover purpose, mm-hmm. also we discover a security, right?
Yeah.
In this chapter, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, anyone in Christ is a new creation.
Amen.
All things have passed away, mm-hmm. and all things have become new. So this verse mainly talks about how anyone in Christ is a new creation,
mm.
right?
Mm.
Mm. So I would like to encourage our youth. We need to find God, guys. You know how amazing it is to preach the word of God. Like nowadays, youth have made this thing every. Holy Muzalani Ulominyani, people will judge you.
Yeah.
That's how youth yaka jemi ibonang picture as a youth. Tanzu wena wena ono pelala lote strata. You don't have to focus more on God, right?
Yeah.
So like I would like to encourage our youth. So let's find God, guys. You know how amazing it is like to reach God now at your age. It is so, I mean, the same way, like, and all this, that's how because God says, anyone in Christ is a new creation to him. So the old things that have been happening in the past, the old things that you have been doing, all those things disappear, and everything in God becomes new. So by saying this, I'm saying like you can't only just say Katu Hakajeni, I wanna believe in God. You first need to have faith. For you to find your identity in Christ, you first need to have faith. Have faith, believe in God, learn the word more. That's how you'll find your identity in Christ. Because the word talks to us. The word is like practical things that's happening. The more you read the word, the more you learn. And the more you learn, that's how you grow spiritually. So embracing our identity in Christ, it gives us as youth the courage to stand firm in faith, to live with a purpose and direction. As us youth, when we embrace our identity in Christ, it gives us a purpose and direction to live, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because embracing it means you need to accept something. You need to have a belief.
Yeah.
So imagine us as youth accepting Christ, that will be something amazing. Like, I encourage our youth, for a guys, let's accept God. That's something amazing. First, that Thoma pele ka accepta Modimo gore Modimo o teng. And then after doing that, you can now believe, have faith, preach the word, and do all of that, right? So,
wow. That's powerful, Shanti, embracing our identity in Christ. So, uti, batho ba batjha, let us protect our identity in Christ. And uboletse something says a very profound ore, you know, young people banali this thing ya hore ba focus thata ko bona, and then ba focus le ko goreng di peers tsa bona ba reng ka bona, which is not important. The most important thing ke gore Modimo a reng ka wena. How shebile as a young person o bona ngwana o ileng gore wa utlwella, ngwana o ileng gore o humble, ngwana o ileng gore o tsamaya ka tsela ya Modimo. So I love that gore, you know, as young people, o sa sheba wena thata, because how shebile wena thata o tlo batla gore o grade weave, o tlo batla gore, you know, kre body larking, body iPhone and all that. So now focus ya o ya tloga ko Modimo, because o focus itse ko materialeng o, and then o batla go bontsha le di chomi hore bona nna ke in. Why bona? Yeah, so ke a rata taba ya identity, and because of dilo tse di etsa galang, motho o feletsa sa tlhola a ikitse gore ke mang. He moya o ya kwa o ya kwa le ena, ha moya o ya kwa o ya kwa, but uma uzazi ukuthi usenkosini wa yema ko Modimong, because you know gore your identity is in Christ. Thank you so much, got this word of encouragement, Shanti, and God bless you. And ba go kreya ko kae, maybe gona le omong are yo na ke fetse go pholosa waitse, and ke batla go itse ka Modimo mo. Shanti ba mothola ko kae?
Okay, so my Instagram handle is shanti_mawe. On Facebook I'm Shanti Mawe, and then do I have to give out my numbers to WhatsApp?
To WhatsApp, if you're comfortable, yeah, you can. For the chat, but luna young people li active must go to social media, TikTok, khona body DM, wherever go social media, khona lo ko ileng hore mothaka bua le wena privately again. Yeah, so if I feel comfortable go fa di number, it's fine, but la o thola ko social media.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, Shanti, ke a leboga ne.
Thank you.
Bless you. Yeah, ke Shanti Mabue obe encourage abantu basha ukuthi embrace your identity in Christ muntu omusha. Singenile ke esigabeni sesibili njoba selishayile elesithathu ihora 4:03 ngimphelezela ngo Dr. Dumi uthi udumo ngolwakho.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets.
Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The word for today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.